Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He lost by a nose in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and was beaten nearly 12 lengths as the favorite in the Kentucky Derby. But he later won four consecutive million-dollar races and became the first horse of the year ever trained by Bob Baffert. His name was Point Gibbon. Owned and bred by the Thoroughbred Corporation of Ahmed Bin Salman, Point Gibbon was a son of Kentucky Derby and Belmont winner Thunder Gulch. In August of 2000, Point Gibbon made his debut at Del Mar, finishing runner-up at odds of 19-1. He broke his maiden 2 weeks later at the same track, and then shipped to Kentucky for a victory in the Grade 3 Kentucky Cup Juvenile at Turfway Park. Following a runner-up effort in the Grade 1 Champaign in New York, Point Gibbon came back to Kentucky to Churchill Downs for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He came from last on the final turn that day and passed every foe except one.
Coming with his late run from the back of the pack, Point Gibbon, here's Macho Uno!
Macho Uno prevailed by a nose over Point Gibbon that afternoon. Despite the loss, Bob Baffert described Point Gibbon as a horse with a big future, calling the chestnut colt a big kid who had yet to mature. 6 months later, and following a victory in the Santa Anita Derby, Point Gibbon returned to Churchill Downs for the 127th running of the Kentucky Derby, and he was a different horse. He stood 17 hands and weighed 1,250 pounds. Baffert now described him as a big, powerful horse with all of the athletic trimmings. If you were going to sit in a lab and build a Derby horse, said Baffert, this is the horse that you would build. He's got size, stamina, power, the body, the mind, and he's fast. Baffert was confident he had the horse to win the Derby. But Point Gibbon, the 9-5 favorite, faded in the stretch and was beaten nearly 12 lengths by Monarcos. But there were two more legs of the Triple Crown yet to be run, and the big chestnut was ready for the challenge. Point Gibbon won the Preakness Stakes as the slight favorite over Monarcos before a record crowd of 60,000. And then he uncorked an eye-popping performance in the Belmont Stakes. Tom Durkin gives us the call.
But it's Point Gibbon who comes roaring off the turn with a widening lead. He's pulling away to lead by five. He's pulling away to lead by a half a dozen lengths here at the eighth hole. Then it's A.P. Valentine followed by Monarcos. Dollar Bill is moving way too late. Here is a powerful, compelling performance by Point Gibbon. He is under the line to win the Belmont by 11 lengths at the finish. Sensational effort here.
It was a 12-length victory for Point Gibbon in the Belmont, the seventh largest margin of victory in the race's storied history. And he wasn't done. Some 57 days later, and despite having lost 24 days of training due to a tender foot, Point Gibbon won the Haskell Stakes at Monmouth Park in New Jersey before a record crowd of 47,000. And in what would be the final start of his career, he won the Travers Stakes at Saratoga with a record turnout of 60,000 on hand. Point Gibbon had become the first horse ever to win four consecutive races for a purse of $1 million or more. On August 31st, 2001, Baffert announced that Point Gibbon was being retired from racing because of a strained tendon in his left front leg. Despite missing the Breeders' Cup Classic, Point Gibbon was still named Horse of the Year, the first ever for Baffert. He retired with 9 wins from 13 starts and $3.6 million in earnings, and he was one of only 5 horses in history to win the Preakness, the Belmont, and the Travers Stakes. He was voted into the Hall of Fame in 2010. Following a stallion career in which he sired 15 graded stakes winners, Point Gibbon was pensioned and relocated to the Kentucky Horse Park. He is now 23 years of age, and 2021 marks the 20th anniversary of his Horse of the Year campaign. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.